Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Soft ground.
By now, you will have seen some action via Twitter or TikTok or on YouTube from Soft Ground Wrestling in Uganda. These incredible clips from SGW have really captured the spirit of the wrestling world, and I'm really excited to be joined on the Cultaholic podcast feed right now by the US ambassador, the new US ambassador for SGW, Jake Rhodes, and by the founding father of SGW in Uganda, the wonderful Bombash Daniel. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you very much.
Now,
I'm so happy to be here.
We are so happy to have you as part of the podcast to chat today. We've got to ask you, Bombash, how did SGW start?
SGW started as an initiative to help these young boys and girls to get to their talents in pro wrestling, because most of them have been watching wrestling and I admire wrestling, and they've never gotten a chance to even see a wrestling superstar or a main event here in Uganda. Because after the death of Kamala, the promotion of wrestling in Uganda was also relegated, like it went down, and almost other promotions like football, promotions like swimming, basketball, they were hitting while wrestling was still underground. I started watching wrestling when I was young. I started loving it at the age of 4 years. Though way back in 1995, when we had great wrestling matches for the Randy Savage, HBK, I used to love wrestling. So when I grew up, I told my mom that when I grow up, I want to start a wrestling academy. I want to be a superstar in wrestling. What I had to do is after my university education, I didn't go further. I just went straight to translating wrestling. At first, I started translating these wrestling matches in 2010. The Royal Rumbles, the PPV events, those big pay-per-view events like WrestleMania, Royal Rumble, Hell in a Cell of Triple H. I started translating them to Luganda, the local language, so that people could understand. People didn't know the nomenclature of this wrestling. So what I was supposed to do, I used to get to know, I used to tell them the moves that people used to execute. For example, the pedigree for Triple H, the ankle lock of Kurt Angle, the jackhammer of Goldberg. I could translate to them that is a move, a finisher and a signature. I could explain to them because of how Michael Cole used to explain, and other legendary JBL, John Bradshaw, Lyle, the way they could give a comprehensive approach of that wrestling. So I started slowly by slowly telling people how this wrestling is. Because most of them in Uganda here did have the love for wrestling. In fact, people used to say that wrestling is not there. It is not real. So people love boxing more than wrestling. Even up to now, even the government of Uganda up to right now cannot recognize wrestling until I came out to start translating it, and I got a job at a TV station to start airing those main events as I translate to the local language. So slowly I started doing that, and people started trusting me. So what I had to do is to start organizing shows whereby people could come and attend my shows as I was translating live to see me. The main event that broke through as main event of 2016, where Finn Bella and Seth Rollins fought, and people attended that show. It got anonymous attendance. So the little money I got, I rented out a place where I could start training this wrestling. I myself could hit various channels to learn how they can execute these moves and combatant sports, whereby I can get to know the throws, the strikes, the aerial techniques, how they take the bumps, how they take the suplexes. So I started passing on this information to, I recruited young girls and boys from different communities, boys and girls whose education background had gotten, boys and girls whose education had gotten astray. I used to get them, telling them they can come and we refresh the love of wrestling together. So I handpicked many boys and girls whose families had disbanded them, boys and girls that had dropped out of school due to education, lack of school fees. And I told them they could come together and start learning this kind of sport, so as in the future it can they can be employed instead of being on the streets, instead of doing a lot of nothing. They could come and then start training this sport. Most of them were compliant, and they started training. I used to teach them. I've been teaching them, and still even right now I teach them how to train this kind of sport, how to take the bumps, how to I do myself the choreography, the script writing and everything, so that they can do a perfect match. So I'm currently renting out a piece of land here in Uganda, Mukono district, but literally we didn't have a ring. So we've been using bamboo and ropes and some timber as aids, so that we can do the moves and finishes very well. That is how Soft Ground started.
To take it from you who just enjoyed watching wrestling to translating it to now not only putting on wrestling shows, but giving young people in Uganda the chance to learn something new and to guide their lives again. You must be so proud of the work that you've done.
Mr. Campbell, I'm so proud. And when SuperSport put an advert of searching for the next African superstar, I missed out because I didn't have a smartphone. Yes, I didn't have a smartphone, and my boys were not ready. We could not even raise money for a smartphone. So that is how we missed out that chance to take selfies and videos to put through to the SuperSport, DSTV, search for the Africa's next superstar that was in Nigeria. Otherwise, I thought that was my chance, that I could be an ambassador of wrestling in East Africa.
something so simple, a smartphone that stopped the progress from happening. But we are now at a point where these shows are filmed and shared around the world on YouTube. And recently, lots and lots of people have been watching what's happening at SGW. Are you surprised by the attention that SGW has been receiving?
I'm really surprised because at first, with two subscribers on YouTube, I lost even interest of uploading my videos. After a month, I had 7 subscribers on YouTube, and I lost it all. That is the only, because I used to upload them on TikTok, and TikTok used to block them. Instantly, I could wonder why. Then I said, my dream is not going to come to reality. Why is TikTok blocking my videos? And YouTube, I have a slow attendance. 5 subscribers after a month, I could lose it all. I was like, okay. But then I slowly, I never gave up because that slogan of John Cena, never give up. I said, no, I won't give up. I started uploading more and more videos, but there is one video that kept my head shaking. All of a sudden, it went viral. I'm so happy and excited. How did this happen? Oh my God! People started calling me from Brazil, Colombia, Pakistan, Mexico, Caribbean. I'm like, are these scammers? Because I fear scammers. Then somebody said, "Young man, you've uploaded a video that has gone viral. We are enjoying it here in Trinidad and Tobago." I brought my young boys and girls. I said, I received the call that one of our videos is trending in Trinidad and Tobago. They were like, wow. So I was very surprised. I was very surprised, Mr. Campbell. I was very surprised. This is the power of social media, and I really appreciate everybody that has been sharing and reposting these videos.
I want to bring in Jake Rhodes at this point. Jake, you're the US ambassador now for SGW. Tell us about how you got involved with them.
Just like many others, I just found one of their videos through Twitter. I saw it, I believe it was Capeka versus Anoa, and I was like a highlight package of it. I found the channel through that, and then I started talking to Bambash through the comments, and I was asking him, like, is there any way I can contact you, you know, because I wanted to see if I could help out with anything. And he gave me his email. I started talking with him on email, and then I got him to download Discord so we could talk over there because it was more efficient than email. And we came up with the idea together to create a GoFundMe, because not only is it for the ring, which is obviously a very, very big cost, a few thousand dollars, but also they were at risk of not being able to rent that plot of land that he mentioned earlier, and they were at risk of being evicted. The plot of land that they rent out comes out to about $200 a month, I believe, and I wanted to help out in any way I could, so I just created that GoFundMe with the help of obviously Daniel and his students and all of them. They made a video about it, and then I created it, and I did not expect for it to get so big within a day, but it just kept growing and growing and growing. And I saw people like Justin Wang, who I'm a big fan of, share it and donate, which was amazing. And also Will Ospreay, who donated $2,000 to the campaign, shared it to all of his followers on Twitter. That was amazing of him. Jordan Grace from Impact also shared and donated. Daniel Garcia from AEW also shared and donated. And it was great seeing all of those big figures use their platforms to help a small startup in Uganda with all these kids there, like, achieve their dreams. But also everyone else surrounding it, the people who just contributed, whether it be like sharing the link or donating, whatever people did to help support it, grew it to the point where now we are over 2/3 of our goal after only being up for like a day, which is amazing. And I would not have expected this in my wildest dreams, but it's great. And it's something that I'm very proud of. And it's something that I know, you know, the students are all very happy with. They posted a video earlier of the students thanking several people who donated and just saying how much this means to them. And I believe it's beautiful because, you know, they don't have the same chance that independent wrestlers in America do, or even in like a place like the UK, where like wrestling isn't as big down there. And there's less of an audience for it. So I'm glad that we were able to help out with that.
Well, obviously the world has really been captured by what SGW is all about. You mentioned there Will Ospreay, Daniel Garcia, Jordan Grace, all donating and sharing. Why do you think we've taken SGW into our hearts so much? I mean, speaking to Bubba's Daniel today, it's obvious why, because this is an amazing project that has given a lease on life to young people. But I think it's fair to say, Jake, because you and I are wrestling fans, I think the in-ring quality is what really makes it stand out. It's sensational, isn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy to watch. It's I saw it and it immediately, you know, caught my interest, because, you know, you'll see stuff here that's better than people in like wrestling schools that have been going on for years will do. These people have insane like snap on their work. It's all very crisp and sharp, and I love it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There's people who are going to be watching the videos and want to find out about the lore of Soft Ground Wrestling, some of the characters, the storylines. Can you tell us a bit about who are some of the big stars in the company that we should be looking for, and some of the stories that are currently playing out?
Some of the big characters here, we have Kapeka, we have Coolman, we have Lee Panda, we have Mike Sonbella, that is Nawire Hope, we have Anoa, we have One Man Army, and we have Snyder Sumasumi, plus very many others. Apparently, right now, they are having their scripts are under attainance. How they're following a story whereby everyone wants to head to the belt towards a big event. So when, for example, WWE is holding WrestleMania, we want, because Uganda is the Pearl of Africa, we want to hold Pearlmania. So we want to call it Pearlmania. So everyone wants to fight for the belt of Pearlmania. So the stories are underway there, whereby you have to squeeze fight toughly so that you can qualify as a contender for the PAL Mania.
I asked online if there were if anybody had questions about what you do at Soft Ground Wrestling, and one question that came about is safety, because the ground is anything but soft, let's be honest. How do you guys protect yourselves from injury? Because obviously the wrestling ring, it's sturdy, but obviously there's some matting and there's some padding. You've just got the ground, and there are some events of yours that I've watched where it's been very dry conditions and the ground is, it looks painful. How do you guys protect yourselves from injury?
Now, Campbell, because of a lack of funds, we could not afford money to buy the gadgets, the safety gadgets, the knee pads, the elbow pads. We do not have that kind of money because we could only raise the $200 to rent the place. Nevertheless, we've been having challenges of mattresses where they sleep, because apparently I have like 100 boys and girls in total. So we've been having a challenge of mattresses where they sleep, and mosquito nets, because this is a bushy area. So we have very many challenges to think about than to think about the safety gadget. So I only tell them to be smart when they're executing the moves. So most of them, you need to be I have to give you a qualification, a standard qualification. Not all of them fight, because they have to undergo a process, safety first, like landing, taking your back onto the soft ground. Sometimes on a dry place, we pour their water, because we pour their water to make the ground soft on a dry season. We pour their water, but it's sometimes risky because it gains dry faster. So we have very many challenges. So thinking about the safety, these people have to make sure that you are approved by me to start fighting, because I only let those approved by me to start fighting. For safety gadgets, we do not have, because we cannot afford. We're looking for money. We reached out to local organizations here in Uganda to support us buy a ring, and most of them turned us at our offer down. We reached out many to contribute money to buy land. Most of them turned out our offers. Because most of them do not understand the anthropometrics and the nomenclature of pro wrestling. There is this local wrestling known as Echigwogumbia. It is a Ugandan local way back wrestling. It's like Olympic wrestling, but it is not now so popular. But people in Uganda have gotten more attention with professional wrestling through Boombash. At first, I used to call it Boombash Wrestling Academy, but I changed it to Soft Ground, because many Ugandans were happy when they had the word soft. So most of the money we've been collecting, we head the streets of Kampala, we fight on the streets, then we collect money to pay rent, we collect money to buy electricity, power, and water. So most of the money we get, we go through the streets, we put a box there, we fight, people enjoy, and then they put there the money. Then we come and collect money for food, electricity, and beddings, and rent. But we've been praying so hard that one day we can buy this land, because the owner of the land has been on our neck saying he's going to sell the land. So we've been praying very hard that we acquire this piece of land, but it came as a miracle when people heard the cry from this subsidiary group and donated money for the ring. So most of my students have been asking me, Papa, most of them call me Papa. Papa, how are we going to, we are going to buy a ring, fine, but this place is not ours. How about you negotiate with the owner that money for the ring you give him as deposit, so that they can sell us the piece of land, so that we have a home that we're not going to shift from. in any sense. So I was very confused. I was even telling Campbell, the U.S. ambassador of Soft Ground, that I'm really confused. People have donated money for the ring. I'm very extremely happy. But now getting a ring here when the land is not ours, it is going to be a little sketchy. And even its storage is funny. Nevertheless, fine people have contributed money for the ring. If we are to ship in the ring to Uganda, we call it Uncle Sam. The revenue has to be actually more of the same price like the ring. For example, if the ring is $6,000 plus shipping like $3,000 or $2,000, you'll find that the tax is like $7,000. So we are confused. So people have really donated. We are so grateful, but they may not realize their dream. After getting the ring, we might be evicted from Soft Ground. We do not know what to do. We are now confused, but one is better than zero. This came as a miracle. We're just grateful, Mr. Campbell, and I'm so profoundly happy to appreciate your repost.
If I may interject quickly, going back to what we were just talking about, as I mentioned, this is why it is so important that people continue to donate and help out. In case if they do get evicted off of the land, we're going to try to look into other places where they could rent out for the time being while we figure out exactly when we plan on getting the ring and when we plan on and like you know, where we plan on doing it and such.
We're really happy to be able to share what you're doing, and I can understand the dilemma that you face. People have been so kind in their donations for the ring, but you obviously want to secure land of your own before you can really be comfortable to bring a ring over. And it's definitely a story that we will continue to help with where we can. The one thing I'd love to know before we part is that obviously you've been a massive wrestling fan your entire life. You've talked about some of the matches that you've translated and some of your favorite wrestlers and the wrestlers that you've taught and the wrestling moves that you have taught. If you could invite or challenge anybody from, say, WWE or AEW to come and compete in SGW, who would you like to see wrestle for you guys? Let's throw down a challenge today across the water. Who would you like to challenge to come and wrestle in SGW?
I would love Will Ospreay to come to Uganda. I've been watching wrestling for a very long time, and I've seen AEW succeed, TNA, and Ring of Honor, because people have dreams of bringing artists like Burna Boy, what artists like Chris Brown. I want to bring wrestlers. When I saw them go to South Africa, I was really happy, but they have never been to East Africa. I want my dream, Mr. Campbell, is to initiate the program, because our government here, it wants to first see, then it injects seed money. But when they see that there is a program running up and people love it, they come on board and say, what is happening, man? Then they can fund the campaign. Okay, let the wrestlers come. What is needed? I want wrestlers to come and fight in Uganda, either from any company, or TNA, AEW, WWE. I know most of them on program, but they are those old athletes like the Undertaker, HBK, the Stone Cold Steve Austin. Like they can come and pay a visit, because most of right now, even when they don't come to wrestle, they can come as tourists to see what is happening in Uganda. At least we have tourist wrestlers in Uganda. I'll be very profoundly happy, Mr. Campbell.
We want to send people, Jake, to the GoFundMe and support in any way they can. Where do people need to go to find out more about SGW, and how can they donate to the GoFundMe?
So you can find us on Twitter. SGW's Twitter is, I believe, the at for it. is I'm just double checking right now. At SGWUG. And then my Twitter handle is at Jake Wrestle. And I kind of take care of all of the international kind of affairs, while Bumbash takes care of a lot of the Ugandan affairs and actually, you know, the funds and all of that. I'm just kind of connecting people to him through that, like how I did with you.
You'll find the link to the GoFundMe page and the link to the YouTube channel for Soft Ground Wrestling in Uganda on the podcast description notes. Wherever you're listening right now, you can look down at the description and see the links to the GoFundMe and the link to the SGW YouTube channel as well. My thanks once again for today being joined by the SGW US Ambassador Jake Rhodes and the founder, Papa, of SGW in Uganda, Bumbash Daniel. Thank you for joining me on Cultaholic today.
Thank you so much.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.